everybody. Welcome. My name is Lynn Ashbeck. I am the mayor of the city of Clovis by night. And I have a day job with the Hospital Council of Northern and Central California, serving hospitals from Bakersfield to Madera and San Luis Obispo to 395. So I have a little Central California territory. Can you all hear me without the microphone, or do I need a microphone? I have the honor of being the sort of herder of this process today, the facilitator as we work through the agenda. I sit on the COG board in that chair right there. I feel kind of like I should be sitting down there as opposed to over here, because this actually is like Herman's chair or something. I don't know. But I've really appreciated the work of the COG in terms of community outreach as we've done this planning. It's not perfect, but it's on the right trajectory, and I think everyone has appreciated and contributed to making it a better process. So we are here today to talk about some of the community principles that were in the Sustainable Community Strategy, and how can we implement them best in Fresno County. So this was an idea, and I asked Melissa this morning if maybe other COGs have done this, and we're not sure, but it really was intended to bring together really smart people, which is all of you, and then they invited me as extra, to hear about how communities have done things like implemented grant programs and worked on transportation needs assessments and health needs assessments, and et cetera. So that really is the purpose of today. So they only gave me 2 minutes to say that. I can't say my name in 2 minutes, so I'm going to leave it right there. A couple of housekeeping rules, and this is from Melissa. I'm going to read them exactly what it says here just because I want to make fun of her. The restrooms are really impossible to find. So if you have to go, that's a problem, but they're out the door, around the corner, turn left 3 times. Where's the key?
And don't forget the key.
Right. The keys are here with the world's biggest key ring on it. Do not go home with the keys.
The system also says you only have two.
Oh, okay.
Coordinate with your neighbor.
Now, women go to the bathroom here, so it's good for women. Boys have to figure it out on your own, but yes. So make sure you bring the keys back. Melissa, who has 2 small children, added that you should wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. It really does say that. Wash your hands. You know what I'm saying? She thought of everything, and the health department folks here would appreciate it. Yay! If you have your cell phone with you, please reduce its ring volume to 0. And we are on a really tight schedule today, so we're going to try to keep this going. So if it feels like you're in a train station, that's kind of the intent here. So as I mentioned, the intent of this event is to gather folks that have had experience in doing some of the things we want to do in Fresno County from all across the state. So to all of our speakers who've come from really a far distance, thank you for doing that and for sharing with us. We're going to look at the 3 principles I mentioned earlier. What can we learn, or the proposals, sorry, the development of a transportation infrastructure needs assessment, which includes a big health kind of canvas that I think we're all trying to look at. The development of a sustainable planning and infrastructure grant program to help communities that need some assistance in implementing these strategies. And then the 3rd proposal is to develop natural and working lands conservation policies applicable to transportation. So those are the 3 community proposals in Fresno County's SCS project that we are going to learn from each other about. So what we're going to do quickly is Mike and Brenda are going to do a couple of introductory comments. Did you get more than 2 minutes or just me? I only got 2 minutes.
You got more already.
I actually was going to have you all introduce yourself, but like speed dating, but they told me I couldn't even do that. Do you all know who you're sitting next to? Let's try that. You all know who you're sitting next to?
Yeah.
Okay. So sorry, Melissa, you knew I would do that anyway. Mike and Brenda will make a couple of comments. We're going to have a panel presentation from folks across the state who are currently doing some of this same work. After each of the panels, we'll do some Q&A at the conclusion of each panel to try to keep this moving along. And then the breakout sessions will give you a chance to spend more in-depth time with the folks from each panel, depending on your interest. So that is sort of what we are going to do. Does that make sense? The other thing Melissa said that is sort of counterintuitive to do, you have to go to the bathroom, is there's no break schedule. So you'll have to figure that out on your own, but help yourself to food and beverage and as we go through the day. So I think with that, I'll turn over to Mike and Brenda, and I don't know who drew the shorter straw first. You did.
I get
so
the short straw.
Feel free. Mike.
Thank you. And, of course, that's Melissa over there. When you're all not wanting to get up and
know
where you're going. I want to thank everybody for Fresno COG for being here today. And especially, I want to thank the speakers today who are taking their valuable time to come to Fresno and share their experiences with us. We thank you very much. As Lynn indicated, we have speakers here today who have direct experience in developing programs and initiatives in these three policy areas that they'll be providing presentations and sharing their experience with us today. So today we're here to learn. We want to learn from their experience. We want to hear about the practical lessons that they've learned, both good and bad. We want to understand the benefits and maybe the non-benefits of these policies. We want to identify the best practices. And again today, we simply want to learn. So do not expect to come out of today's meeting with any formal written results or written policy, as this is strictly an informational gathering for us to learn. The goal today is to help our region begin to outline any formal results and written policies that we're going to need. So let's just keep it simple, let's keep it informal, and let's have a good time while we're learning. Now, I want to stress that Fresno COG is very committed to the process of developing these three policy proposals. And for that reason, each committee, there will be a committee for each one of these policies, will be led by a member of the Fresno COG management team. The countywide transportation needs assessment will be led by Christine Kai. Where are you, Christine? There she is over there, Christine. She's very tall. Oh, you were standing up. I thought you were sitting down. Melissa Garza, we know who Melissa is. She's the Sustainable Planning and Infrastructure Grant Program. There you are. She's over there. And the Natural and Working Lands Conservation Policy is Rob Terry.
That too.
Yeah, there he is in the back, hiding back there. So we have three great teams ready to go, ready to lead, ready to follow. And now I want to introduce Brenda Wienendahl, right on my left here, our public information officer, and she is in charge of our public outreach for this project. Brenda, I think we have a really great program lined up today. What do you think?
I have to agree with you, Mike.
Thank you. Think they practice that really?
Mike was a trooper. Our executive director was lined up to be here and is out of town today at a meeting. And I have witnesses because somebody here saw him this morning in Sacramento. But Mike agreed to step in and be here and represent our management and just reassuring you that we are really committed to this process. We are very excited to have all of these incredible agencies here. And just putting together the program, I feel like I know you. So if I smile at you funny and you're a speaker, it's because I think that I know you already, because I've been looking at your picture and reading your bio. And these are incredible people. And they've put together some amazing programs. They're very qualified. And we're excited to hear what they have to say to us today. Again, it is information gathering. We're learning. It's all new to us. As well, and so we just thank you for taking time to be here. Again, please eat some food. It'll be here. Don't feel like you can't get up and get something to drink, something to eat. This is really informal. This is the one time you get to come to COG and there's not going to have a decision being made. We were just talking about how nice it is just to come together and have a conversation and not have a lot of pressure. So, help yourselves. With that. We have some breakout sessions later on, and we'll direct you to those as well. We're going to spread out in three different rooms, but that'll be a good time also to take your quick break in case Melissa's worried about it. The folder you got when you came in, you got a COG folder. It has everything that we received so far, your agenda for the day, which is quite comprehensive, and then all of the PowerPoint presentations, a couple of the handouts from UC Davis. For you to take with you. We're also going to have all of this posted on our website by tomorrow morning, and as well as the program. So if you want to refer back to it or send it to somebody, it'll be available to you there. So all of that has been gathered, and you can take notes on that if you'd like. Moving forward, we do expect to have a great deal of public outreach and information and involvement in putting together all of these policies. And so we've asked all of the speakers to incorporate into their presentations a little bit about what did you do for public outreach? How did you get people involved? How did that work? Because we're all from different regions, we all do things differently, so we're really hoping to glean from that as well and figure out, do we in fact go with this three committee policy that we've discussed, or is it better to combine some or have one big one with subcommittees? Or we want to know what they've done for public outreach as well, and getting input into the process. So looking forward to hearing about that also. And last but definitely not least, we really wanted to thank the Sierra Business Council and the Local Government Commission. It was a pleasure working with Carrie and Steve and Josh on this project. They sponsored it. They provided the funding for materials and food and all of that. And so we just want to thank them for helping us first come up with the idea and then helping us put it together. Thank you.